The Darien Gap is a treacherous stretch of jungle that bridges South and Central America. And despite a U.S.-backed deal with Colombia and Panama to end the illicit movement of people along this route, crossings have spiked to an all-time high. Reporter Manuel Rueda recently visited the northern edge of the Darien in Panama, where he spoke with some of those who have made the journey.
Bajo Chiquito is a small indigenous village built along a river. It's the first place migrants arrive at after making the hazardous trek across the Darien jungle. Here, hundreds of people stand in long lines under the blazing sun as they wait to register with Panamanian officers who give them transit permits. "This is horrible," says Valeria Ponte, a Venezuelan migrant who had been in line for 2 days. "There are no numbers or anything, and if we leave, we'll lose our spot." While some wait in line, others are nursing their injuries. Delvis Davila has a swollen ankle and limps along with the support of a stick he found in the jungle. "I don't wish this journey upon anyone," he says. "I saw the bodies of about 8 people who had drowned crossing rivers." It can take anywhere from 3 days to a week to make the trek across the Darien jungle, depending on the weather. Many people are robbed along the way and others get sick. Dr. Ariel Garibaldi oversees the clinic in Bajo Chiquito, which consists of 2 rooms and a patio that serves as a waiting area. "I've treated pregnant women who are bleeding because they lost their babies," he says. "There are also many people with stomach illnesses who have really bad cramps, and even folks who have been attacked by African bees." Despite these risks, the number of people who are crossing the Darien has hit a record high this year. According to Panamanian officials, more than 400,000 people have trekked across the jungle on their way to the United States so far. Nearly 85,000 in August alone. Many are Venezuelans who are on the move for the second time, after struggling to rebuild their lives in other South American countries. Douglas Munoz says he had been living in Ecuador for 3 years. "With my wife, we had bought equipment to start a business," he tells me. "But then the economy slowed down and gangs began to ask for extortion payments. It was becoming just as bad as Venezuela." Officials in Panama say that the transit of people across the Darien has become increasingly sophisticated. Reynel Serrano is a brigade commander for CENAFRONT, Panama's border police. Outside his base, he showed me 4 pickup trucks that were confiscated from smugglers who were charging Chinese migrants $1,200 each to take them across a VIP route that involves less walking. "They're benefiting from people's desire to look for a better life," he says. "We cannot allow this." Some say that the policies of the U.S. and Mexico are increasingly forcing migrants into this route. Juan Papier is the America's deputy director at Human Rights Watch.
"The number of people crossing the Darien Gap used to be much lower, but then Mexico imposed visa requirements on Venezuelans and Ecuadorians, amongst others. This was apparently a decision pressed by the Biden administration in the United States. And this meant that the migrants who used to take planes to Mexico to seek asylum in the United States are now forced or pushed to cross through this very dangerous jungle."
Papier says that if safer alternatives are not found, the number of people crossing the Darien jungle will continue to rise.
"The situation in Venezuela continues to be dire. The situation in Haiti is deteriorating day by day. And the violence and crime in Ecuador is forcing many people to leave that country."
The Biden administration has tried to divert migrants away from the Darien jungle by opening 3 offices in Colombia, where asylum seekers can apply for permits that will enable them to fly to the U.S. But only 3,600 applications have been approved since June. Meanwhile, hundreds of people continue to pass through the village of Bajo Chiquito each day. After they register with officials, they catch small boats that take them on the next leg of the journey to the United States. "We have to do our best for our families," says Venezuelan migrant Delvis Davila. "I can't spend the rest of my life working for almost nothing." For NPR News, I'm Manuel Rueda, in Bajo Chiquito, Panama.